Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoy this message from The Well.
Morning. Oh, so good to be here. I know there's only a few, but it is the holidays. But I know those of you that are here, you are meant to be here today because God has encouragement. He wants to build you up. He wants to draw you close. Hallelujah. So, as Clive said, I am going to be teaching on the prophetic today. So the last time I preached was about dreams, which I know a few of you have been really pressing into that, so well done, keep going. But today I want to talk just the practicalities of what prophecy looks like. So I'm going to talk and teach and also hopefully at the end get you guys to practice, because that's what it's about, is just, you know, making disciples that make disciples. So I'm going to teach you how to release a prophetic word, and then just some do's and don'ts, because we've all, you know what it's like when you've heard a prophetic word and it's really, really great, and you know, and God touches you. But we also, I know myself included and a few here, we've had words spoken and they just haven't sat well, and you know, and it's just giving us some just clear guidelines so that, you know, God's called us all to prophesy. In the last days, we were all called to prophesy. So, in fact, just a bit of an example now. I just want to give Veronica a word today. Hi, Veronica. Just call you out. So let me just get my phone. Right, so I was praying for you in the week. And I just really felt like God wants to say that he sees you as an amazing mother. Amen. And he really trusts you to release his love to those he's placed in your life, Veronica. And I feel like he's wanting in this season to release a greater anointing over you. And he's wanting to increase your sphere of influence, and is increasing your favour with God and with men. And I feel like God wants to say to you, Veronica, that you have loved so well. You have loved so well, even in times where it's been the darkest of times for you, you have continued to be faithful to those around you. And I feel like God is saying, just keep leaning even closer to Holy Spirit and depend on his grace and his mercy and his truth. And you're going to find like a greater freedom to love those that you're ministering to. And I felt this morning, as I was reading this word, I felt God was just reminding me, wanting to say, you are the salt of the earth. So I felt like he was saying that this is the time where he is saying, arise and shine, because he's placed you to be on a hill for others to see. It's not a time to hide. It's a time to arise and shine, because God has given you, you are the salt of the earth, and you are flavouring. You know, you only need a pinch of salt, don't you, to completely transform a dish. And I feel like God is saying that little bit of salt, the little thing that God's given you, is going to make an immense difference in people's lives. So bless you, weigh and test it, and I'll, hope that blesses you. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Right, so I'm just going to... You all know this verse. I'm just going to read Joel 2:28-29. And it says this: and afterwards I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And you know, on the day of Pentecost, in Acts, and the Holy Spirit fell on them like fire. That was the beginning of Joel's prophecy being fulfilled, because the Holy Spirit was being poured out for the very first time. And Joel declared all men and women and children under the new covenant would have the ability to prophesy. And you know what? Today, he is calling each and every one of us to be prophetic people. And did you know that there are more people prophesying on this earth today than there has ever been before? Because we are entering even more into the last days. And of course, we have those are prophets, those who have more of a developed prophetic gift. But we need the prophets to give, to equip us and to reveal God's kingdom. And, you know, it is God's. I just need to really, really talk about this, that it is God's desire for all of us to prophesy. It's not just for the one or two. Because each one of us can have a powerful message from God as we speak out what we see and hear. And we're almost like, we're like mouthpieces in our homes, in our workplaces, in our schools, in our communities. You know, Holy Spirit is equipping us to meet people right where they are in the power of the Father's love. Because when we release God's word, we are literally releasing God's kingdom on earth. So let's talk about prophecy. Intimacy and prophecy is absolutely key, because first and foremost, prophecy is about relationship with God, and it's about friendship with the Holy Spirit. It's always motivated by love and relationship. Prophecy is God's love language. Did you know that? And we can't prophesy without him. You can't separate the gift from the giver. We're not prophecy machines who just churn out words. It comes from the heart relationship that we have with God. And our primary pursuit is in the giver, not the gift. Our God, who draws near to us when we draw near to him, reveals his secrets to his friends. In John 15:15, it says, "I've called you friends, for all things I heard from my Father, I have made known to you." So he will start to give us prophetic revelation and share the secrets that are in his heart as we pursue him and we spend time with him in his word, in prayer. It's in that secret place. The heart of prophecy is relationship and intimacy. There's no formula to it. So what is prophecy and what does the prophetic do? 1 Corinthians 14 verse 3 says, "But he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men. It builds, it encourages, it consoles." Chris Vallotton said, "Our mission is to find the gold in the dirt of people's lives." It doesn't take discernment to see what's wrong in everyone, in people, in life. But it takes discernment, God's discernment, to see the gold. Prophecy speaks to the treasure on the inside of us and causes the greatness to rise up. And we become more of who God created us to be. He always speaks to our identity, who he created us in his image. It's God's goodness that leads us into repentance. Amen. It's his goodness. It's not out of obligation. It's not out of compliance, because that's just religion. You know, if you have to do something, when people judge you and say, "Oh, you need to clean up your act," it's like, that is not how we all came to Christ. It was through his love and his goodness and his mercy and his grace. So God wants us to taste and see his goodness and see that he is good. Amen. So I'm just going to, where's Sam? Sam, can you just come up in it? So Father God is always looking for people to partner with him. Because prophecy is all about partnering with God, with Holy Spirit, and releasing what he gives us to somebody else. So prophecy is not a skill, it's a relationship. It's all about loving him, coming close to him, presenting it to him. So our main person, and I'm just going to do a demo in a minute with Sam. So our main goal when we prophesy is to love the person and connect them to the Father. So that's what the main purpose is, to love the person and connect them to the Father. It says in 1 Corinthians 13, 2, "And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, all knowledge, And though I have all faith so that I can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. That's what it says. So if you prophesy without love, you have nothing. Zilch. Nil. That's why it's so vital that we come close to the Father and we get to hear his heartbeat and hear his voice. And it's out of intimacy, out of that relationship, that the words and the accuracy of the anointing flows. It's not the goal. That's just the byproduct of coming close to the Father. So, the other verse, sorry, Sam, I will get to there. 1 Corinthians 14:1, it says, pursue love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. So God is, you know, inviting us into that journey of pursuing love and desiring spiritual gifts, especially to prophesy. So before you eagerly desire spiritual gifts, you must pursue love. What is love? Well, Jesus is love. Prophecy is not just information, it's impartation. If you don't love that person, don't prophesy over them. Simple as that. It's better for someone to encounter God and go away feeling loved and blessed than for them to receive some accurate information but feel cold or unloved. So, right, now I'm going to invite Sam. So, I'm just going to do a demonstration because I always think if you can see it visually, it's good to help you, because the idea is that we are all are invited to do this. We all have Holy Spirit in us. So, how do we deliver prophetic words? So let's just give Sam a little bit of encouragement. So thank you, Sam. He doesn't know what he's got himself into. So this is how we release a prophetic word, okay? So Sam's just going to be my guinea pig. So we'll remember, right, we've got the goal, okay? Whoever you're praying for, the goal is to love the person in front of you. Treat them how you would like to be treated. So when I prophesy to someone, this is what I do. I imagine Father God with his arms around them and he's saying, this is my son, my precious son, or this is my precious daughter, love her. What are you going to say to her to encourage her today? That's what's on my mind when I'm prophesying to someone. And, you know, it's really you know, God is just loves the person more than you love them. Just remember that. And don't mess with God's kids. Yeah? Don't mess with God's kids.
What, even Sarah?
Yeah, yes, even Sarah. So here are some just basic principles. So first of all, especially if you don't know the person, obviously, you know, we have visitors, you might be going to conferences and you're called to pray for one another. Always, step one, introduce yourself. So, hi, Sam, I'm Angela. Say who you are. I'm one of the prophetic leaders at the Well Church. And then, secondly, just say, is it okay if I pray for you? So just ask permission. Don't just go in there and, you know, so ask permission. And then always good, and I forget this as well, ask if you have a phone or maybe have a friend to take notes, because it's always good to capture the word. Because often or not, you'll forget things. And always ask beforehand if you can put your hand on their shoulder, only if you want to. And when you do it, just put your hand on the shoulder. Don't start patting, don't start stroking, because it's really off-putting, okay? Just practically, don't get weird, don't get too close. You know, just know your space, make sure you've had your breath mint. You know, it's just all those things that, like, you could be receiving a word and you'll think, oh my gosh, his breath, you know, it's like, you just got to be, you know, practicalities. Isn't that right, Clive? And be wise, especially when you're praying for someone of the opposite sex. Obviously, I know Sam. If it's someone I really don't know, then, you know, I'd be just cautious. It's always good to pray in couples as well. And if it is, like, if I felt like God was saying, okay, put my hand over Sam's, I don't know, just chest or something, because God's wanting to release something, well, I would ask permission, or preferably, because Sam is a guy, I'd ask him to put his hand over his chest and I'd put my hand over it. Or get another male person to do that. So just be wise, okay? And explain what you're going to do. And normally I just say, Sam, I'm just going to pray for you. I'm going to prophesy. Just receive. Try not to pray. Just receive. And yeah. So, you know, often, you know, when you pray for someone, you're prophesying over them, that person often thinks they have to pray as well and they'll be praying in tongues. And it's like, and they're not really receiving the word. So that's really important that you just sort of receive when you're being prophesied over. And when you pray, just prophesy over them. Just release. And I'll go a bit more in detail. I'm not going to do it now, Sam. These are just a demo. And then after you've released the word, just say to Sam, how was that word? How did that sit well with you? Did anything resonate? And often when you're praying, you will see what's happening. The person might be crying, you know, they might be, you know, manifesting. But just afterwards, just, you know, make sure that that person has got that word. If you've got any questions, is it clear? Do they feel at peace? That's really important. And really encourage them. This is really key as well, because I know a lot of people might not know this, but it is the responsibility of the person that's received the word to weigh and test it. And I'm going to teach a bit more on that in detail later on my next preach, maybe. So it's also good to encourage them, like, Sam, you know, if it's like a big word and it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, he's sending him out to missions or something like that. And you're like, oh, my gosh, I haven't heard that before. Or maybe, oh, no, God has spoken to me. Then great. He's just reminding Sam. But otherwise, if he's not sure, it's okay to go and speak to a person in leadership, a friend that you trust, and share that and get them to pray with you and partner with God in how to receive that word. It is a journey. And just remember that the prophecy is always the invitation. It's not the end. It's an invitation to partner with him. So let's give Sam just a round of applause. Thank you, Sam, for that. All right. Hope that helps. So,
should we prophesy?
I've got all my preach to do. Okay, right, we've got time. If Clive says so, come on then. So let's do it.
The idea is that we move with the Spirit, we see where the Spirit's moving.
So it's okay, yes. And, thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
Sam, earlier on, I've done
this. Is, should we record it?
So good to ask the Spirit to come. Holy Spirit, come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, as you were standing there, Sam, I just felt the Lord say it's time to take your hands out of your pockets. That it almost feel a bit straitjacketed in your life. But actually now it's time that God wants you to fly. And with that, you don't have to do anything weird or outrageous. He just wants you to express who you are. Not just here, what you've learned here. He wants you to take it out into the business world, into your family, into your life outside. But also just to feel free to express who you are here as you preach, as you prepare your next preach. There's going to become a freedom on you, Sam. You're going to see things differently. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a bigger perspective over the hearts that you're preaching into. That God is going to open up ways, and you're going to find God so there for you as you're pressing into new things, as you're beginning to prophesy more. The Lord said that you have a gift of prophecy yourself. Yes. That you've sat on for a long time, you put your hands in the pockets, and it's time to get it out, Sam. It's time to move on and start releasing them prophetic words, not just here, but out there in the communities as well, to carry the presence of God. The Spirit of God is upon you, Sam, and it's time to recognize what like we did just now, to prophesy over you. When God is working on someone, when God is in the house, and he nudges you to give someone a prophetic word, and encourage you written word, God's saying it's time to do it. Time to get your hands out of your pockets and go to work, Sam.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Come on, Andrew, you can do one as well.
No, it's just, rather than prophesy, I just want to, how did that feel for you, Sam? Let's just get some...
It's off.
Oh, is it off? Go on, Sam. Just to...
Yeah, that felt really encouraging. You know, God's been moving in my life. I feel God is saying to me, like, you know, step out, fly. And it's funny, like, you say hands out your pockets. So I remember I was at a desk, and I had my hands in my pockets. So I'm just, like, sort of, like, just receiving, just worshipping. And I even felt God say to me there as well, take your hands out your pockets and fly. Like, so that was confirmation, if I'm honest with you. But, yeah, no, it was really encouraging, really encouraging.
Well done. Well done, well done. Let's give God a round of applause. And that's so good. And just that, being able to just get that feedback, not only encourages Clive that he's heard clearly from God, but it just helps us all to grow. So being accountable and just getting that feedback, that's how we grow. Like, oh yeah, that bit was good, that bit, okay, maybe just forget that bit. It's almost like, you know, eat the meat and spit out the bones. So, hold on to the good bits. It's always like weigh and test. And that's how we grow in the prophetic. Amen? Okay, how are we doing for time? Right, we're good. So back to honouring the person. It's really important when we're prophesying just to honour the person, just like you saw there where we just honoured Sam. And something, you know, how does that look like? So if... You know, and this happens, you know, as prophetic people, if God shows you or releases a sensitive word, don't just blurt it out in front of people. You know, maybe take that person aside and speak softly, literally, speak softly and ask permission to share what you believe God is speaking to you about. And if it's really sensitive, you know, that word might not be for you to share. It might be, you know, just ask God for more. What is the goal that you're wanting to release, you know, in that situation? You know, because like, as I said, as prophetic people, Father will show us stuff about other people, but there can be that temptation to just control through prophecy, and that's not what we're supposed to do. That is not love. We must never give out that sense of, oh, I know what you've done. And I've seen people who shy away from the prophetic because that's happened to them. You know, it's always important that we honour and love that person. Remember, don't mess with God's kids. If God is showing you, as an example, if God is showing you that someone is struggling with pornography, don't just blurt that out. Don't come to the front and point it out to someone. That is not honouring. and God is, you know, when he shows us something like that, God is just wanting to give you a hint of what's happening, but he wants you to release the solution. So ask God, so God, you're showing me this, but what is it you want me to release? The heavenly solution that is going to break this cycle of, you know, pornography. So you might prophesy, as an example, something like this, that God has released his holiness over you and has given you robes of righteousness. You know, fun story, I was at a prophetic conference and there was this guy that, you know, I was sat next to, and he was like such a lovely guy. I didn't know at the time, but he was, I could always smell him chewing gum or eating mints. And during there's one day where we had the children prophesying over all the adults. It was really brilliant. And these couple of little kids came up to him, and basically they were asked to bring some kind of prophetic object so that they could prophesy over them. And these two little kids, I saw it, came up with like a cleaning brush and gave it to him and started to say something like, God has sanctified you and set you apart and made you holy. And he shared that with me, and he was just laughing. I didn't know what was going on. It wasn't until a few weeks later, at the end of the conference, that he got up to share with us that he had been struggling with alcohol for years, and that prophetic word broke off the addiction and set him free. And he was free for, like, you know, weeks after that. Hallelujah. So that is what God is always doing. He'll show you the problem so you can release a solution. It's not to prophesy that problem. If you're prophesying, prophesy. Don't start doing deliverance. That is not the time to be shouting and casting out spirit of anger and all that. You know, if you prophesy, just prophesy. And don't be weird. You know, you may have seen other people being weird. You know, there's plenty of weird prophets out there. And it's important that you are you. Be authentic. Don't try and be all super spiritual. Don't start speaking in some weird voice, you know, because the person won't receive the word. They'll just receive your weirdness, you know. It says in 1 Corinthians 14, the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. So control yourself. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will prompt us to do a prophetic act. And a prophetic act is when you put a physical action to what you're sensing in your spirit. And it can be really powerful and release something in the spirit. There's plenty of examples in the Bible of prophetic acts. You can look up a few, like 2 Kings 13, 1 Kings 11. And just an example of a prophetic act, it might be that, like, you know, the great word that we've been hearing about, you know, there's a new horizon, the sun is rising, and, you know, the adventure, that maybe God is saying, you know, he is calling us to step forward. And maybe the prophetic act is literally, can you just take a step forward? So you're just doing it in real life. That's what a prophetic act looks like. Or it might be that you see fear and you're going to just clap and break that fear. And it can be a very powerful thing if it's directed by the Holy Spirit. But it's just important to explain what you're going to do and get permission, because, you know, otherwise that person, you might leave them feeling very anxious and, you know, wondering what is going on. So that's prophetic acts. And really importantly, just share what you feel God is saying and no more. It's so tempting to get on a roll and move from the spirit into your flesh without even realizing it. So resist that temptation to embellish it. The more you speak, the more words that come out the mouth, the more room there is for error. So rather say too little, right, than too much, because once it's out of your mouth, you can't get it back. And be clear what you're saying and giving to that person. What's the message? What is the heart of what God is saying? If you're unsure whether it's from God, then just say, I just felt this, but I'm not really sure, you know, just weigh and test it. So you give them permission to receive it or not. And remember, prophesy the treasure, not the problem. Prophecy always strengthens, it always encourages, it always builds. What does it do, guys? Prophecy always strengthens, it always encourages, and it always builds and comforts and draws us close to the Father. So our job is always to look for the treasure in the person, not the problem. If you see, for instance, a big black cloud, and I have seen this a few times in my life so far, where people prophesy, oh, I see a great big cloud over you. And it's like, that is not encouraging, guys. That is not helpful. That cloud is just a hint, again, what God wants to release. It's just a clue. If Father God is showing you some big black cloud, it's because he's wanting you to release the solution so that that black cloud will go away. We're taught in the Bible to speak those things that are not. That is what prophecy is. You know, we speak those things that are not as if they are. Can you remember Gideon? Who basically, I remember Clive preaching on Gideon. He said he was a worm of a man. And when God spoke to him, he said, you are a mighty man of valor. And then when he spoke to Abraham and called him Abraham, he said, you are a father of many nations. Abraham had no children. and his wife was barren and they were old, you know. So prophecy is speaking those things that are not as if they are. And, you know, there's one time, just me personally, just when you're receiving a word and it doesn't sit well, I was prophesied over a few years ago, and they just released a problem. And there was no solution, and it was like, oh, just go away and just seek God and see what he's saying. And, oh, my gosh, those weeks were so painful. I felt distant from God. I felt confused. I felt this heaviness. I couldn't shift. And I was just like going, what is wrong with me? And I felt judged, and I couldn't shake it off. And it was after about a month, I confided with a prophetic leader, and I explained to her what had happened, and she just prayed for me, and the thing came off. So it's really important. If that's you and you've had a similar experience, just come to, you know, one of the person in leadership and just share, and, you know, let us talk you through what happened so we can pray, because these things do happen. Because New Covenant prophecy, you know, it doesn't mean that, it's not like Old Covenant where God came on to them and they literally were prophesying exactly what God was saying. With us, the Holy Spirit is living in us, and we are learning to hear from God. Because let's face it, there's three voices speaking to us. There is Holy Spirit, there is our voice, and there's the enemy's voice. And we're learning how to distinguish between the three. And it's a process, it's a journey of growing. When we prophesy, we will prophesy out of our own core values. Did you know that? So the way you see life, your life experiences will come out in the way you prophesy. That's why it's really important. It's a relationship with pursuing God's love. If you see, for example, the Father being like a really angry God, he's a taskmaster and difficult to please, then you're going to prophesy out of that lens. It's always important, guys, whatever word you receive, to weigh and test it. To weigh and test it. Other points, just be yourself when you're prophesying. You know, don't stop being weird and speaking in a funny accent. Just be authentic. And avoid, this is really important, avoid starting your prophecy with, thus saith the Lord, okay? or God told me, or the Lord is saying. But instead, just say things like, I believe God is saying, or I sense that God might be saying this. Because if you say, God told me, or God is saying this, you're basically leaving no room for discussion, and no one can then weigh and test your word. But if you say, I believe God is saying this, you're acknowledging that you are fallible, even though God isn't. Okay? So don't. The other thing to do is, if you haven't got a fully formed word, then don't prophesy it, because you're just going to confuse the person. Rather, go away, seek God, ask him, you know, what's the message, who is it for, and then ask him, when should I release it, and just wait on him. Don't prophesy your own opinions, your agenda, latest revelation, or pet theology, because what God gives us is totally spot on and pure normally, but it's the process that we filter the word or the picture. It's that the way we see life that when we interpret it, it can go a different way. So really important, you know, and I've done this as well. Don't prophesy what you've been listening to, your latest revelation. Yeah, it's really just sense, God, what is it you're saying? Is this for now? Who is it for? Just keep asking God. Don't prophesy your own opinions. Good one is, you know, if you have a problem with how churches run, you know, don't be prophesying, you know, so you can control that. Or this often happens as well, or you believe a person should be living their life differently. Again, don't go prophesying what you think they should be doing. Amen. Don't prophesy your frustrations, you know, especially not to leadership. And don't prophesy just to get brownie points from people. Yeah, because you can be so zealous for God and you're so wanting breakthrough for someone that you just prophesy that that's going to happen. If you haven't heard from God, that's really damaging. So just watch out. Just keep asking God, God, who is this for? When should I share it? What is the message? Correctional, directional, or warning words. Always clear with leadership first. God will not give you some huge directional corrective word to a novice. Yeah, it's one thing having a gift and being able to hear from God, but if you don't have the character, it will nullify the gift, basically. This is a really good one, and I didn't know about this until I was taught this. So any hatch, match, or dispatch words, basically any words about marriage, who you should be marrying, that you're going to have a baby, or about dying, I would say steer clear. And if you do have a word, then just check with someone in leadership. And I've had someone come to me wanting to share something, and I was saying, no, I really don't, please don't share that word, because that is going to be very damaging. And if you have those burning words, then just come to one of the leaders and share that before you release it. As I said, because it can just really damage someone's life and bring confusion. Prophesy or pray. So when you get a word, picture, or sense something, it's so, and I've learned this over time, it's just automatic for us to just speak it out. But actually, sometimes Holy Spirit reveals something and we should just ask God, is this for me to prophesy now or is this for me to pray through? And often or not, it's to pray through. You know, as you grow in maturity as a prophet or a prophetic, or just maturing the gift, you know, it's not measured by the things you share. It's actually more about the secrets that you keep, because 80% of the prophetic words that God gives us actually just takes place in that secret place, just with you and God. It's a testing time for those who are prophetic. We don't always have to pray with them. Just know that if you get a word, you don't have to pray with them, but go away and pray for them. And maybe one day when it's the right time, God will want you to release that. Timing, again, is it for now? And I'll get a word and I'm like, God, is it for now? Is it for later? And it's, you know what? There's something about, it says in Proverbs 25:11, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. I love that. So the timing of a prophetic word is important. When a word is given at the right time and in the right way, it's absolutely priceless. So finally, what do we do about receiving the word? Well, you saw a demo earlier with Sam. Weigh and test it, which I've talked about. It's the responsibility of the person receiving it. And it should make you feel you're closer to God. You've experienced his love. You've got hope. You're strengthened. All those things. It's building you up. And it always should line with God's word. Amen. And then the second part is partner with God. It's always an invitation. Don't just have it recorded on your phone. Don't just have it written down in your journal. Actually, partner with God. God, what do I need to do with this word? Be practical. Pray into it. Seek him. And, you know, it's all a journey. So now I'm going to get... Where's Lloyd? Lloyd, are you okay to come up and just get us into that place? And I just want to, as Lloyd just sort of plays, I want us to just get into twos and threes. So if you can get yourself in twos and threes, that would be great. Because this is the time, guys, that we want to not only teach, but we want to train everyone up to do this. Because if you can do it here, you're going to be able to do it outside. And that's what God's will is for us all. Amen. So get yourself in twos and threes and remember this. Father God has got their arms around them and he's saying, this is my precious daughter. This is my son whom I just love. He's the apple of my eye. what are you going to share with him? Yeah? What are you going to share with him? And out of that, just say, God, what is it you want to share? What is it you want to encourage your son, your daughter today? And just have fun with it. Remember, prophecy is God's love language. So what is the gold? What is the treasure he's wanting to reveal? So go ahead, pray for one another now and prophesy. Okay, thank you, Lord.